Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Design Services.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans crash. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. 30 were taken to hospitals after authorities in New Orleans say someone intentionally drove into a crowd on Canal and Bourbon Street.
The French Quarter was packed with New Year's Eve and Sugar Bowl revelers as midnight rang in 2025. About 3 hours later, the crowd was still thick on Bourbon Street when, according to police, the driver of a pickup truck or SUV intentionally plowed through the throng of people. Investigators tell ABC News the driver sped away. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The FBI is assisting in the investigation. That driver is still at large. Bourbon Street's a focal point of the New Orleans tourism scene. And today, the city hosts the Sugar Bowl college football playoff quarterfinal game between Georgia and Notre Dame. Again, 10 people are dead, 30 hurt and taken to hospitals after a vehicle drove through a crowd in New Orleans. The driver is still at large. This is ABC News. Today in South Korea, grieving relatives of Sunday's deadly plane crash victims gathered to pay their respects. All but two of the 181 people on board the Boeing 737-800 were killed when the plane landed on its belly, slammed into a concrete wall at the end of the runway, and burst into flames. A man's in critical condition after he was pushed onto the subway tracks in New York Tuesday. The 23-year-old suspect was arrested soon after police released video of the incident. ABC's Sonia Rincon has details.
Kamel Hawkins was quickly apprehended and held here at 59th Street thanks to transit cops looking for the person in that video. He is charged with attempted murder and assault as a felony. Police believe this was random. They say he did not know the victim and said nothing to him before pushing him in front of that train.
The person burned alive sleeping on a subway car last week has been identified as a 57-year-old New Jersey woman. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Merry Christmas to you and yours from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering, and the Richland County Telephone Directory. The Ansett family's Christmas wish is that you experience the gift of faith, the blessing of hope, and the peace of God's love at Christmas and always. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Richland County Telephone Directory and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, Deli and Catering of Richland Center. Thanking you for your support and friendship this year.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. One year, I received a Christmas gift from one of my special education students that encouraged me greatly. He gave me a wall hanging that read, "To the world, you may only be one person, but to this one person, you are the world." Most people in this world strive to make something of themselves, and the world tells them that if they aren't beautiful or rich or famous, they are nobody. Still, other people strive simply to make a difference in the lives of others. We will never completely achieve success as defined by this world's standards because we will always be seeking for more. But we can choose to be the best person that others will encounter by doing as Jesus said, "Do it to others as you would have them do to you." When we share ourselves in helping others, we can make the difference in their lives that will mean everything to them. When we show the compassion of Christ for all people, we will be the hands and feet of Jesus. You may be the only Jesus that some people ever see, so let's be the best picture of Jesus that we can possibly be.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service?
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Calling all scrapbookers and card makers. You can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers at your local craft supply store, the Creative Outlet in Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the big weather story here the next several days will be colder air moving in from the northwest. Otherwise, it's a generally dry and quiet pattern as high pressure settles in from central Canada. Still a few snow flurries out there in spots today, but nothing serious for the most part. There's been just a little dusting in parts of central through eastern Wisconsin. We are expecting temperatures, though, to be dropping here, feeling quite winter-like heading toward the weekend. Besides the cold, we'll be tracking a snow system staying off to the west and south of Wisconsin Sunday into Monday. Looks like it could bring some accumulating snow as close to us as parts of Iowa and Illinois. Right now, again, looks like most of that will miss us, but we can't rule out a slight dusting in parts of the area later Sunday night. Otherwise, more dry and chilly weather shaping up for much of next week. Here's your forecast for today on this first day of 2025. Mostly cloudy to some breaks of sunshine. Breezy and chilly with a few flurries possible in the morning to early afternoon, high near 27. West northwest wind 8 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cool with a low of 16 degrees. Wind from the west northwest around 10, dropping wind chills to just above zero. Partly sunny and cool tomorrow, high near 25. West northwest wind 7 to 14. And then Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk, low 12 degrees with a high of 21. Wind chills staying in the single digits pretty much all day on Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, low 5, high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, low near 4 degrees, high of 21. Chance of snow flurries Sunday night. Monday, mostly cloudy and seasonal, some flurries possible in the morning, low near 10, high 23. And Tuesday, partly cloudy and chilly, low 11 with a high of 20. Have a great New Year's Day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently, we're at 23 degrees. That is the morning low, and we were as warm as 26 earlier in the morning. The high yesterday, 33. The record high comes from 1897 when it was a balmy 54. Equally cold in 1892, 29 below zero. 1 year ago, very reminiscent of what we can expect today, 31 and 25. Sun will set today at 437. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 734. 33.07. The barometric pressure is on the rise. We have an east wind up to 6 miles per hour. We did have a gust up to 17 miles per hour a little earlier this morning. We received a trace of precipitation in the form of a few flurries in the early morning hours and no precipitation to report yesterday. Our high again yesterday was 33. Under cloudy skies, our current temperature is the morning low. We're at 23 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. Time to take a look at sports brought to you by Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
WRCO-FM Radio Sports, I'm Adam Hess, in for Phil Nee. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 26 of his game-high 30 in the second half as the Bucks rolled past the Pacers 120-112 last night in Indianapolis. Milwaukee was able to wipe out an 11-point halftime deficit to end a two-game losing streak. Antetokounmpo had missed the last three games. A pair of three-pointers by Gary Trent Jr. in the closing minutes were important. The Bucks take New Year's Day off, and they return home to host Brooklyn on Thursday. The last game of the regular season is still important to the Green Bay Packers, even though the team clinched a playoff spot 2 weeks ago. Green Bay will face one of three potential opponents in the first round, most likely Philadelphia. If they win that road game against the Eagles, the Pack would still be away from home against either Minnesota or Detroit. There's a 61% chance that they're likely to face that scenario and 28% likely to meet the Los Angeles Rams. The long shot for the first round of the playoffs would be the Buccaneers. The NFC's number one seed, two division titles, and two playoff spots are on the line in Week 18 this weekend. Game number 272 on Sunday night between the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings is a showdown for the NFC North title and the conference's top spot. The loser drops to the number five seed. The Lions hold the tiebreaker in case the teams tie. The NFC South will go to the Buccaneers or Falcons. The AFC North will be decided Saturday. It'll be the Ravens or the Steelers. Both teams are in the playoffs right now, either way. The Broncos are in control of the AFC's final wildcard spot. The Bengals and Dolphins hold on to slim hopes of making the postseason. Several reports indicate that the Green Bay Packers could kick off the 2025 NFL season in Ireland. No confirmation yet, and the Green Bay front office is waiting for an official announcement from the league. An online story from Sports Illustrated says Pittsburgh Steelers will play a regular season game in Dublin, and a source suggests the Packers will be the opponent. Green Bay has lost both international games, including a loss to the Eagles in Brazil to start the current season. The newest Milwaukee Brewer starting pitcher, Nestor Cortez, will wear uniform number 65 next season. Cortez wore that number while pitching for the Yankees a year ago. He and infield prospect Caleb Durbin are coming to Milwaukee in the trade that sent closer Devin Williams to New York. The Journal Sentinel reports Cortez is the first Brewer ever to wear number 65. Last year, catcher Gary Sanchez became the first player in franchise history to wear number 99. The Brewers are the seventh Major League Baseball team to move television broadcasts of their games to the Diamond Sports Group. Diamond owns FanDuel, which was rebranded from Bally Sports. The new agreement is good for 1 year. Diamond Sports improved its offer for the broadcast, leading to the deal announced on Tuesday. The team's broadcast crew will remain the same. Drew Allar threw for 3 touchdown passes, and number 5 Penn State bottled up Heisman Trophy runner-up Ashton Gentry for a 31-14 win over number 8 Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl, earning a spot in the college football playoff semifinals. The Nittany Lions opened their first CFP berth with a blowout win over SMU and appeared headed towards the latest lopsided victory in the new 12-team format by jumping out to a 14-0 lead against the Broncos. Boise State fought back, pulling the game for 17-14 on Matt Lauter's 53-yard touchdown catch midway through the third quarter. Penn State shut down the Broncos from there, earning a spot in the January 9th Orange Bowl. Gentry had 104 yards on 30 carries, leaving him 27 yards short of Barry Sanders' single-season NCAA rushing record. Michigan's defense sacked Jalen Milroe 5 times and forced 3 turnovers by the Alabama quarterback to lead the Wolverines to a 19-13 victory over the 11th-ranked Crimson Tide in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Dominic Zvada kicked 4 field goals, and Davis Warren threw a first-half touchdown pass to Frederick Moore for Michigan, which finished the season on a 3-game winning streak that included back-to-back upsets of rival Ohio State and Alabama. Alabama's season ended with a loss to Michigan for the 2nd year in a row. The Wolverines and the Crimson Tide met in college football playoff semifinals at season's last end in the Rose Bowl, Michigan winning on the way to capturing the national championship. The Dartmouth's men's basketball team has dropped its attempt to form a union. The team is ending a push to become the first college sports team to unionize in order to avoid a potentially damaging precedent from a National Labor Relations Board that soon will be controlled by Republicans. The Service Employees International Union Local 560 filed a request to withdraw the NLRB petition on Tuesday rather than take its chances with an unfriendly labor board likely to take over in the new presidential administration. The request was approved later Tuesday. The Dartmouth case threatened to upend the NCAA's amateur model. Saquon Barkley's pursuit of Eric Dickerson's 40-year-old rushing record could get grounded by his coach. Nick Sirianni's decision is more difficult than it seems. Barkley needs 101 yards rushing against his former team on Sunday to set the NFL single-season record, but the Philadelphia Eagles are locked into the number 2 seed in the NFC, so the outcome of their game won't affect any standings. Win, lose, or tie, the New York Giants, the Eagles will host the Green Bay Packers, or Washington will be facing them off in a wild-card playoff game. They don't have a bye, so this game is an opportunity for Sirianni to rest most of his starters ahead of the playoffs and avoid risking injuries to key players. Arizona State coach Kenny Dillingham has agreed to a 5-year contract extension on the eve of the Sun Devils college football playoff quarterfinal game. A person familiar with the deal told the Associated Press, Dillingham will receive a pay increase and substantial bonus increases, the person said, on the condition of anonymity because the deal has not been announced yet by the university. The contract extension was first reported by ESPN. The 34-year-old Dillingham orchestrated one of the biggest turnarounds in recent college football history, taking the number 10 Sun Devils from 3 wins a year ago to the New Year's Day Peach Bowl against number 4, Texas. And Xander Schauffele says the plan is for Americans to give their Ryder Cup compensation to charity. The PGA of America is paying players for the first time. They will get $300,000 for charity and a $200,000 stipend for the September matches at Bethpage Black. Schauffele says all that means is more money going to charity, and the Americans are not going to, quote, take that crap for perceived greed. He says that Captain Keegan Bradley did have a plan already in place for players to pool the stipend for a local charity. Bradley said the timetable of announcing that plan was moved up because of a British newspaper report shedding bad light on the American golfers.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. and Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
It's 8:19, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer showing 23 degrees at WRCO-FM with overcast conditions. Right around the corner, it's your midweek edition, the very first one in 2025 of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. That comes your way in a moment, courtesy of the great folks at Dairy Hardware. Right now, let's preview the year-end review. Here's Phil Nee.
The year of 2024 was a very memorable year. Join WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz for a look back at the stories of the year. The WRCO year-end review can be heard New Year's Day, starting at 9 a.m. and Saturday morning, January 4th at 10. The year-end review is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, the House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, and Cardinal Glass CG. Wishing you the best in the new year.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Zap, zap,
it's the half-price sale happening now at Mr. G's. Buy any item at regular or sale price and get a second item of equal or lesser value for half price. Hurry in to save big. This incredible deal even includes items already on sale. But don't wait. Special orders and layaways aren't included. The sale ends Sunday at 3 p.m. Mr. G's is open today until 2. Don't miss these savings. Head to Mr. G's now.
Mr. G's.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Paul Harvey and the rest of the story from WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Dairy Hardware in Spring Green. Dairy Hardware is ready for your next project. Whether you're a DIYer or a pro, they have the products and advice you need, from home improvement to lawn care.
Now, the rest of the story. Hiram is going to face this thing and get rid of it once and for all. This aversion about which he has been so self-conscious for so many years, this embarrassing disinclination which has made him the butt of so many scornful jokes. So he has a gun now, and he's headed down to the creek, and he is prepared to kill. He has not killed anything yet. Not ever. Never wanted to. In fact, the thought has always rather horrified him. But Hiram is tired of being made to feel less than a man, so he and a friend have decided to go hunting. Ben, his companion, says, "You sure you want to do this?" "Yes, he is sure." They're going to go out and shoot some turkeys, bring them back. And finally, folks are going to stop casting those disparaging glances. His unwillingness to harm animals and his uneasiness around firearms earned him a nickname when he was a boy. Useless was the name hometowners called him. Anyway, Useless, alias Hiram, now 23, was still stinging from the derision he had suffered in his youth and since. But before the sun set that day, he vowed, his reputation would be reinvented, his suffering would be ended at last. He and Ben had just reached the edge of the woods when they heard the flutter of wings. Hiram looked up in time to see two and then three wild turkeys flying overhead. They flew so close it seemed that he could reach up and touch them as they passed. And then Hiram's mouth fell open in wonder. The fluttering became a muffled rumbling, and momentarily the sky was filled with turkeys. Filled with wild turkeys, a dozen and then two dozen, then 30 and more. Hiram had been told that flock after flock lived along the streams in those parts among the nut trees, and yet, until he had seen them for himself, he could never have imagined the thrill of their company. It was not until the last bird had disappeared in the distance that Hiram realized his shotgun was still on his shoulder. Not once as they cruised by had it even occurred to him to use that shotgun. A subsequent entry in Hiram's diary reads, quote, "When I had time to reflect on the matter, I came to the conclusion that as a sportsman, I was a failure." And he left it at that for the rest of his life. Yes, Hiram was an incurably gentle man. In fact, you could see it in his relationships with animals. Later on with his own children, you could see it in his disdain for off-color stories and his inability to exclaim anything more harsh than the expression, "doggone it." The only place you can't see it is on the pages of history. For thereupon is described a military genius, which he was, utterly courageous, which he was, the 18th president, which he became. Only today you've met the boy nicknamed Useless, the gentle soul who shunned the slaughter of the innocent, a young man from Point Pleasant, Ohio, named Hiram Ulysses Simpson Grant. General Ulysses Grant. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Be sure and join us at 8:45 or around that time this morning. We will have a chance for you to be a winner as we play New Year's Day trivia, when you can win a certificate from Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center simply by answering our New Year's Day trivia question. That comes your way around 8:45. We're going to head over to ABC News right now as they have an update on the developing story in New Orleans.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. At least 35 are in hospitals after what the mayor of New Orleans called a terrorist attack.
It was hours after midnight, but New Year's revelers still packed the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck sped down Bourbon Street directly into the throng of people. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says it was no accident.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
10 people were killed. More than 30 were injured. After crashing his truck, the suspect jumped out and opened fire on police, wounding two officers. ABC News has learned that the man was shot dead by police. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authorities say improvised explosive devices were also found. The FBI's now taken over the investigation as they ask people to avoid the area. Police say they have been staffed 100% with an additional 300 officers on duty from other departments and agencies. This is ABC News.
your New Year's Day outlook from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy, breaks of sunshine, breezy and cool today with a high of 27. Partly cloudy, colder tonight, will drop down to 16. Thursday, partly sunny, cool again, 25. Partly cloudy and cold Thursday night with a low of 12. On Friday, lots of sunshine, breezy and brisk, 21. Saturday, mostly sunny and cold, a high of 19. Sunday, increasing clouds, 21. And Monday, cloudy and a high of 23. For now, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 23 degrees with clouds. At 8:45, it's trivia. Right now, it's Charlie Pride. You're my Jamaica. Let's think warm, everyone.
Every day, I read ads in the paper saying, come to the island.
Sunny and 70 and a Jamaican rum punch. Man, Charlie Pride's got it made. Let me tell you what. 8:33, we're at 23 degrees. Adam Hess in for Phil Nee. At 9 o'clock, we will have the year in review. Also at 8:45, trivia.
As a hot-blooded rebel, he was aiming to please. He had more than a tattoo up his sleeve, Mary Lou. Peggy Sue, Susie Q, Norma Jean. Yeah, he was pretty as a picture on his motorbike. Never met a mirror that he didn't like. Sorry, dude, with your rude attitude, take a hike. Goodness gracious, mercy. Yeah.
Sheree Austin, Lucky in Love. And if you're a fan of 1980s NBC television hits, she played Pippa on The Facts of Life. You remember that must-see TV. 836, we are motivating through. You know what? We're almost a day into 2025. Yeah, we're motivating through your morning as well. Wednesday, January 1st, 836. Trivia comes your way at 845, then ABC News at 9.
I used to live in a darkened room, had a face of stone and a heart of gloom. Lost my hope, I was so far gone, crying all my tears with the curtains drawn. I didn't know until my soul broke free. I've got these angels watching over me. Oh, watch me go. I'm a happy girl. Everybody knows that's the sweetest thing that you'll ever see in the whole wide world is a happy girl.
Happy house, happy spouse. No, happy spouse, happy house. Hey, either way, it's going to work for 2025. That's Martina McBride. She's a happy girl at 840 now. And we're at 23 degrees from the words, floor and home thermometer. We're going to travel back in time. That's what I love about radio. We can time travel. It's Cousin Jaco and the old-fashioned way. Well, my cousin, not yours, but he'll still sing for you.
I fetch a nice platter, make it so fatter. I let ya, let you decide if it's fine or past time. We're gonna find if it's cool. Forget what's hot, break the rules. If you swing, go grab your bait. If you're singing, hey, that's okay. Now do you care where to vote? The finger snapping beat puts on your feet, and I bet ya,
Go from 2017. I hope you have your dialing fingers ready and your thinking caps on. Walsh's Ace Trivia is on the way next. Oh, yeah. Today's topic, New Year's Day Trivia.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. There's a certain satisfaction when you're on the road and you're driving a car from Sleepy Hollow.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Good morning. Time for the trivia question of the day, brought to you by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center, Muscadet, and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Get your dialing fingers ready. We're playing trivia.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We have everything you need for all your snow blowing and shoveling needs this winter. Gas and electric snow blowers, single or two-stage. Plus, we have shovels, ice melt, and Carhartt and Milwaukee clothing to keep you warm while you're playing in the snow. We carry all these and many other products in both our Muscadet and Richland Center stores. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It is time right now for New Year's Day Trivia from WRCO-FM, and you can win a certificate from Walsh's Ace in Richland Center simply by answering our New Year's Day Trivia question. The New York Times Square ball drop started in 1907 after the banning of fireworks displays in New York City. How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date? A, 1, B, 7, C, 14, or D, 118, equaling a new ball every year? How many versions of the Times Square New Year's Eve ball have there been to date? A, 1, B, 7, C, 14, or D, 118, a new ball every year? 608-647-4155 for your chance to win a certificate from Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Happy New Year from Heather at the Creative Outlet. Is your scrapbooking ready for the new year? It's okay. Don't worry. I can help. At the Creative Outlet, we are extending our 50% off scrapbooking paper sale until January 4th. This is a great opportunity to get unique products that you need to get your albums caught up. We are your resource for one-of-a-kind scrapbooking products that will make your memories come to life in your albums. Our 50% off sale ends this Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Good morning, WRCO Trivia. Do you know the answer?
Is it D-118?
That is incorrect, but keep trying.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, WRCO Walsh's Ace Trivia. Do you know the answer?
Is it 7?
7 is correct.
Oh.
Hey, who am I talking to?
Sandy Wellesley.
Hey, congratulations.
Saturday morning, partner.
Hey, I love it. I love it. Now, was that a guess or did you have an idea on that?
I just guessed.
Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. Guess or know the answer. You got it right, and you are a winner.
Good.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horse town like two without a cause. I've got people in Boston. Ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow. Tonight, let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California. Somewhere greener, somewhere warmer. Up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't.
Our favorite 1990s musical ladies, Jody Messina, Heads Carolina, Tails California. Congratulations to Sandy Welty. She knew that there were 7 balls since they started dropping them in Times Square. Congrats!
In the Smokies, one hip at a time, like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here.
Sister tells her boyfriend, be back in a while. Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, got one life to live. They scream into the night, let's get it over with. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas car, starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls the cops, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, heard a rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Woo, doggy, we had a good time filling in for Phil Nee. He'll be back in the air chair nice and dark and early at 5 o'clock. And Hank Aroo will be in as well, and they'll have the roundup per usual. We get back to the normalcy starting tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock at WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And this news update from ABC is brought to you by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's something for everyone. Bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. 10 people are dead. At least 35 are in hospitals after what the mayor of New Orleans called a terrorist attack.
It was hours after midnight, but New Year's revelers still packed the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck sped down Bourbon Street directly into the throng of people. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says it was no accident.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
10 people were killed. More than 30 were injured. After crashing his truck, the suspect jumped out and opened fire on police, wounding two officers. ABC News has learned that the man was shot dead by police. Jim Ryan, ABC